To decide, Einstein brought in the separation principle. The second box and its contents is independent of anything that happens to the first box. Therefore, according to him, the answer is no. Assigning the probability of half that the first box contains the ball is an incomplete description of reality. It was Bohr's violation of Einstein's separation principle that resulted in the spooky action at a distance in the EPR thought experiment. On 8th of August 1935, Einstein followed up his ball in the box with a more explosive scenario to demonstrate to Schrödinger the incompleteness of quantum mechanics, because the theory could only offer probabilities where there was certainty. He asked Schrödinger to consider a keg of unstable gunpowder that spontaneously combusts at some time during the next year. At the beginning, the wave function describes a well-defined state, a keg of unexploded gunpowder. But after a year, the wave function describes a sort of blend of not yet and of already exploded systems. Through no art of interpretation can this wave function be turned into an adequate description of a real state of affairs, Einstein told Schrödinger, for in reality, there is just no intermediary between exploded and not exploded. Either the keg had exploded or it had not. It was, said Einstein, a crude macroscopic example that exhibited the same difficulties as encountered in the EPR thought experiment. The flurry of letters he exchanged with Einstein between June and August 1935 had inspired Schrödinger to scrutinize the Copenhagen interpretation. The fruit of this dialogue was a three-part essay published between 29th of November and 13th of December. Schrödinger said he did not know whether to call the present situation in quantum mechanics a report or a general confession. Either way, it contained a single paragraph about the fate of a cat that was to have a lasting impact. A cat is penned up in a steel chamber along with the following diabolical device, which must be secured against direct interference by the cat. In a Geiger counter, there is a tiny bit of radioactive substance, so small that perhaps in the course of 1 hour, one of the atoms decays, but also, with equal probability, perhaps none. If it happens, the counter tube discharges and through a relay releases a hammer which shatters a small flask of hydrocyanic acid. If one has left this entire system to itself for an hour, one would say that the cat still lives if, meanwhile, no atom has decayed. The first atomic decay would have poisoned it. The wave function of the entire system would express this by having in it the living and the dead cat, pardon the expression, mixed or smeared out in equal parts.